think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Yesterday evening, I finished by saying, I'm facing what could be a really dreadful evening, a loss by Manchester United and a win by Donald Trump. The first came true, the second might still, because we still don't know for sure. AP and Fox are ahead of the rest of the pack in calling states like Arizona for Joe Biden. CNN is still a little more cautious and at the moment has Biden 253 to 213. AP has Biden on 264 and Donald Trump on 214. So Joe Biden would need just the six electoral college votes of Nevada, but there his lead is narrowed to roughly 7,500 votes. But then again, he's creeping up in Georgia, and he was well behind there. And now with 98% of the votes counted, he's only 18 and a bit thousand away. So it still could quite easily go either way. Our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks, on the line to me again from Washington. It's a very brave person, Simon, who'd be calling this at the moment.
It's a very brave person indeed who would be calling it, John. I think you're absolutely right to focus on the arithmetic. And I know that it's often difficult to follow all of this in these far off distant states and this quite extraordinary system that they have here with the Electoral College. But there are essentially two versions of the story that are currently being told. As you said, John, Fox and AP think that Joe Biden is basically one state away from securing the keys to the Oval Office, and it's perfectly possible that they will argue that that state is Nevada when it updates its vote totals a little bit later on here today. And at that point, we might well see Fox News and the Associated Press saying Joe Biden's the next president of the United States. But all the other television networks here and other media organizations, including the New York Times, are being much less confident that they can predict the outcome of this. And that boils down to Arizona, the state from which the late Senator John McCain, a nemesis of Donald Trump, hailed. Fox and the Associated Press have given Arizona to Trump. But in the latest vote count numbers that we received last night, Donald Trump seemed to be catching up with Joe Biden there. And we're talking about, tens of thousands of votes potentially separating these two candidates, which is why even if Joe Biden wins Nevada in a few hours' time, it may be too early for him to come out and make a victory speech, because we're still waiting for Pennsylvania and Georgia and also this nail-biter in Arizona. And of course, Joe Biden is the man who's told his supporters, we've got to wait for every vote to be counted. So I think it would be difficult for him to proclaim victory while that process was still underway in places like Pennsylvania and Georgia. The Trump legal team is throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at this. They want the courts to shut down the counting of votes in Pennsylvania. They want a recount in Wisconsin. I mean, they're definitely on the defensive. They're playing defense, as you would say, in American football. And that gives you an indication that they realize that Joe Biden is slightly closer to achieving his goal than Donald Trump might be. But at the same time, for Democrats, this has been a disaster. 72 million people cast their ballots for Joe Biden. That's a record. But 68 million people cast their votes for Donald Trump, and there's no way the Democrats saw that coming.
Yeah, and Simon, I don't know how easy it is, if at all possible. And Diogenes out there with his lamp searching for an honest man, journalists searching for an unbiased, impartial observer of matters in America. But are there such people who are opining without obvious bias on the potential success or failure of the various legal challenges that are being mounted?
Yes, I mean, there are legal analysts who focus very much on the legal aspects of all of this, and they will argue that any attempt, basically, by the Trump campaign to shut down voting in Pennsylvania, vote counting, rather, in Pennsylvania, the counting of votes that have been legally cast, is extremely unlikely to succeed. And were it to succeed in a lower court, would almost certainly be struck down by a higher court. Remember, it was only last week that the Supreme Court rejected moves by the Trump campaign to limit the viability of postal votes in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. They knew back then that this postal vote issue was going to be potentially problematic and potentially life or death in this presidential election. So it's very unlikely the courts are going to say, yeah, absolutely, we should stop counting votes. They're not going to buy Donald Trump's argument that a vote submitted by post is of lesser and more dubious value than a vote cast by someone who has queued up at a polling station and slid his ballot or her ballot into a voting machine. So I think the vote counting will continue. Where they may have more luck is with recounts, and not necessarily by winning those recounts, but merely by delaying and continuing to obfuscate and calling for recounts. They can make life very difficult for Joe Biden over, you know, potentially the next fortnight or so, denying him the ability immediately and obviously to proclaim victory.
And Simon, in terms of protests, you know, you look at, for example, at Iranian media, they make it sound as if America's on the brink of another civil war. And again, you know, depending on, I suppose, on what the foreign country's view is of America and its affection for America, there's a very wide range of reports about what is actually happening. My sense, trying to monitor as many media channels as I can, is that there are protests, but they're relatively isolated, and by and large, they have been not huge in crowds and relatively peaceful.
Yeah, I think that's correct, John. I mean, there is clearly the potential for things to get out of hand here. I mean, this is a 50-50 country. 72 million people voted for Donald Trump, 68-69 million people voted for Donald Trump. A lot of people are going to be very disappointed by the outcome of this election, whatever the outcome is. And I think we're at a point where Democrats and supporters of Joe Biden have not yet fully come to terms with where all this may be heading politically. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that Joe Biden does indeed win the keys to the Oval Office. At this point, it is far from clear that the Democrats are going to win control of the Senate. The best case scenario for the mayor currently looks like a 50-50 tie, which would lead to Vice President Kamala Harris spending half her time in the Senate casting votes if the Democrats can keep their supporters in the Senate together, actually to get stuff done. And the most likely outcome of all of this, from a political perspective, it could be a Joe Biden in the White House, absolutely unable to deliver on many of the policy promises that he's been making over the past several months, because the Republicans may still be in control of the U.S. Senate when all the recounts and jostling is done in various Senate races across the country. And at that point, Donald Trump would still be in a position to speak, even out of the White House, for a substantial number of Republican supporters who truly back him and are loyal to him more than they are loyal to the Republican brand. And in a highly polarized nation, that could create the ground for some pretty complicated reactions socially in the United States as people realize that while they may have removed Donald Trump from the White House, they haven't erased Trumpism and the Trumpist ideology from America socially. So I think, you know, watch this space. At the moment, low-level protests, nothing particularly to worry about. But we are definitely sailing through some pretty choppy and unpredictable waters here.
Thanks very much to our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks. And you know, let's say Biden does win. He is pronounced the winner and the legal challenges fail and he's inaugurated as the president in January of next year. What happens to Trump and Trumpism? He keeps his Twitter account and people love his Twitter account, but how devoted will he be to the cause of Trump and Trumpism? Does he go away and lick his wounds and try and reinvent himself in another way? You know, what is he? Does he continue to try to be a thorn in the side of the new politics in the USA? And Simon was talking there about this divided America, 72 million at last count, 72,136,253 people having voted, counted as having voted for Joe Biden, and 68,650,312 as having been counted, having voted for Donald Trump. But there's another group of 70 million people who are registered to vote and didn't. This is the highest turnout by percentage since 1900. But it's only a 66% turnout, which means there's a 34% group of people who had the right to vote and chose not to. I mean, that's 70 million people who said, I don't care enough, or I don't like either of them enough, or I don't dislike one of them enough to vote for the other. And you know, I'm fascinated to know what those 70 million people think. We don't know.